across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
On the Money with Declan Curry.
How about inspiring the next generation of entrepreneurs? Our own Helen Fitzhenry. Here's how that's being done in another part of East London.
I've come to Leytonstone School to hear more about a scheme where year nines, that's the school's 14-year-olds, are being offered interest-free loans to try out their best business ideas. The loans of up to £40 are offered by MyBank, which is an organisation that works in schools around the UK to teach young people about money and about business.
Basically, you've got plain shirts, and we're going to get fabric crayons. What we're planning to do is for the children to draw whatever they like on the shirt and then for them to have their customised shirt for quite cheap.
The groups that are here today have had ideas that have been successfully accepted for loans.
So straight away every group will say, I want £40.
Lisa Nolan works for MyBank.
Of course I do. Everybody wants £40. But hopefully by the end of this workshop, you'll see that some of them are cottoning on to the fact that, well, if I only borrow £25, I'm into profit quicker. And that's what we really want them to come to that conclusion on their own.
We change it from £25 to £30 because the T-shirts were looking a bit expensive. So we change it to £30.
So £30, that'll cover 12 to 15 T-shirts and all of your fabric crayons.
The idea is that all of these business proposals can be put into practice at the summer fetes of local primary schools. So every product idea has to have a young customer in mind.
The customer has the opportunity to customise their own plank of wood. They can be used as door tags to bedrooms or as a piece of art for the room.
These winning teams have all got their ideas down on paper, but the real challenge of today is how to practically create a product.
So first I'm getting wood, and our source is the school, basically.
Paint. You're going to just sort of, take it from the building? You don't need those window frames?
It's from the DT department, and we've already asked, and they've already approved that we can take their wood, basically. We've got paint palette, decorations for the kids.
My name's David Marshall. I'm assistant head at Leytonstone School. When they start business studies in year 10, it is very much done in the style of, this is how you could start a business. This is what you would need to start a business. Whereas what they're doing here is actually following through with their ideas. They're actually doing it. And it's lovely that the pupils are actually doing exactly what most businesses do, making the use of their surroundings and their community.
The school ones are free, like the wood from the school.
So you're using your contacts?
Yeah.
Wow, this is looking like real business. We've got a computer and we've got a calculator.
We're just figuring out how much we're going to buy and how much it's all going to cost.
That's what I love about this programme. Out of all the programmes we do, this one, the real ownership is on the young people. The success of their business will be on the work that they put into it.
They're £1.86 per T-shirt, so we have a choice now.
There's a real part where, you know, we do leave them, and if they turn up on the day and they're ready to sell, they'll make a profit, but we don't hold their hands and take them to that marketplace. They are treated as young adults, and this is their first experience of being young entrepreneurs.
It's always been my dream to open up a business. Yeah, it's always been my dream, so I hope I'll do it then.
So it started here?
Yeah.
Is this going to be what's going to occupy your summer holidays? Do you reckon?
I do it by myself anyways. I do this T-shirt thing by myself, but I do it with proper transfer printing.
So you're already an entrepreneur?
I'm getting this shirt, but I don't want to say how much I'm getting the shirt for, but I'm selling it for about £25 per T-shirt, and there's quite a lot of different designs, and then if anybody wants their own design, they just tell me and then I make it. At the moment it's just friends, but then hopefully I'm trying to make a website and that.
So is there business in the family for you, or have you got friends who are in business?
Not really. I mean, it was a safer option because most of the time I'm outside on my estate and that, and I thought it was a better option. It was better than being on the estate and that.
Well, I was Humour, who's a student at Leytonstone School, among the others, talking to Helen Fitzhenry, who was there seeing how they're being encouraged to become the next generation of entrepreneurs. That's the type of inspiration, John Armit, that we want to see in business more, isn't it?
It's absolutely. And the interesting thing, if you talk to young people, the proportion of them who actually want to be bosses of their own business and see themselves as entrepreneurs. But what we have to do is give them the skills. And that is where I think there's still a lot to do in this country to make sure that young people don't think that going to university is the only way, but that in fact an apprenticeship and a skills is just as likely to get them a career, and it's even more likely to enable them to start their own business.
So is this all because of Alan Sugar? Is this why they want to be their own boss?
No, I don't think it's that at all. I think it's, as I say, people realise the... And in fact, 90% probably of the businesses in this country are what would be described as SMEs. In the construction sector, 90% of the construction business in Europe employ fewer than 10 people. These are the driving forces of most industries, are the SMEs. And it's the SMEs who need the skills, the skilled young people. And that's what we've got to really focus on, is getting young people into skills and recognising, like Germany does, that a technical skill is a really important thing to be proud of.
Yeah. So
and that pride
skill,
leads you into believing you,
mean, you... Sorry to cut in. By skill, you mean something tangible, that you an actual thing that you have learned, that has knowledge and that has some sort of engineering research or something like that behind it.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of...
How about researching the source of the noise?
A lot of focus.
Carry on.
There's an increasing focus afterwards. And it's interesting. You go around the underground these days and you see companies advertising the fact they take apprentices on. It was another opportunity the Olympics gave us. We had 450 apprentices went through the construction period of the Olympic Games. But the key thing is to get them young, to get them... not to have this focus that we've had for so long on the only thing that's worthwhile is a degree. We've got to get people understanding it. It's the parents as much as the children that having a proper vocational skill is going to give you a job for life, and it gives you the opportunity to start your own business.
Do you think that was a mistake, that emphasis on getting 50% of kids to university?
I think it's the danger with any statistic like that.
They're persistent, whoever they are.
This is a new phone, which I struggle to switch off.
We can have someone come in and hit it with a hammer.
We'll give it to Julie, who's clearly more proficient at these smartphones.
She's showing that she has all the skills when it comes to the use of mobile telephones and everything else. Yes. A mistake to say 50% of kids should go to university.
I think as soon as you set a figure in anything, of course, people strive for that figure and they tend to forget the other objectives. And I think we forgot the other objective of making sure that the other 50% had a worthwhile career. Mm.